Before we start this episode of the TPR Type Podcast, quick shout out to Cindy.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the TPR Type Podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking about some shocking Apple news that is similar to the Sonos news that I was reading out before. So, Sonos, they were not including the new software. Well, now Apple has been fined for slowing down the old iPhones. Many people say that they've tried to do this so they make you buy the newest version. So Apple have been fined £21 million, $27 million, €25 million for deliberately slowing down older iPhone models without making it clear to consumers. The fine was imposed by France's competition and fraud watchdog DGCCRF, which said consumers were not warned. 2017, Apple confirmed that it slowed down the load time on some iPhones, but it only said that they did this to make the life of the devices longer. Apple said in a statement that it had resolved the issue of the watchdog. Why does Apple slow down old iPhones? Many customers have suspected that Apple slowed down iPhones to encourage people to upgrade when a new one was released. 2017 again, the company confirmed that it did slow down some models as they aged, but not to encourage people to upgrade. It said that the lithium oil batteries in the device became less capable of supplying peak current demands as they aged over time. That could result in an iPhone unsuspectedly shutting down to protect its electronic components. So it released a software update for the iPhone 6, iPhone 6S, and iPhone SE, which smoothed out battery performance. The practice was confirmed after a customer shared performance tests on Reddit, suggesting that iPhone 6S had slowed down considerably as it had aged, but had suddenly speeded up again after the battery had been replaced. Does Apple still slow down old iPhones? Yes. Since Apple confirmed the practice in 2017, it has implemented it on several more iPhones, including iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, iPhone SE, iPhone 7, and iPhone 7 Plus, iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus running on iOS 12.1 or higher, iPhone X running on iOS 12.1 or higher, iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and iPhone XR running on iOS 13.1 or higher. If you want to get more information about this shocking news, then I will leave a link in the description so you can find out more about it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the TPR Tech Podcast.